Earth and sky.
Infectious diseases are closely related to the environment and, in particular, climate. That's according to research by marine microbiologist Rita Caldwell.
Let me give you an example. Cholera is a devastating disease in the developing world.
Cholera is transmitted by tainted water and food, and it's caused by bacteria, which Caldwell said, lives on microscopic animals of the sea called zooplankton.
It shows a definite seasonality, and so the cholera epidemics in Bangladesh are intense in the spring and then even more intense in the fall, related to the plankton blooms. So we have been able to track these interactions using satellite imagery, using chlorophyll as a marker.
The chlorophyll is in phytoplankton, which the bacteria carrying zooplankton feed on. More of their food means more risk of disease outbreak.
And we can use that as an early warning system, particularly for the developing countries.
Caldwell added that as Earth's climate warms, surface waters remain warm for longer and lengthen the cholera season for countries like Bangladesh.
Because the bacteria are part of the natural environment, we could again begin to see epidemics of cholera in the U.S. and in Europe that we haven't seen for almost 100 years.
Caldwell said that understanding these interactions between disease and environment will help us predict and manage them. Our thanks today to NASA. Explore, discover, understand. We're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.